I actually don't have any match questions, if I could just.
Yeah.
You obviously have been on the tour for a long time. You spoke out about many issues. These days, abuse has been an important issue. I just wanted to know what your thoughts were about what occurred with Naomi Osaka last night. And
did you say abuse?
I said, yes, I said abuse.
Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult one. I mean, you know, I've often thought, like, watching certain sports, I wouldn't say I've often seen it loads in tennis. I know it's happened, but it's not, I don't think it's that common in tennis. But, like, if I watch, like, a football or a soccer match and a player is going to take a throw-in or a corner kick and, you know, the crowd are just hurling insults at those individuals, I always think, like, you know, how's that allowed? Like, you can't do that, you know, if you're doing that to someone when you're walking down the street or, you know, in any other sort of work environment, you know, that's obviously not tolerated. I've obviously played in certain atmospheres as well myself in tennis, like Davis Cup atmospheres, you know, away from home, especially where, you know, the atmosphere is intense, you know, and sometimes things are said, you know, and it's not that comfortable. And yeah, obviously, you know, the people that come to watch, obviously you want them to be there and supporting the players and obviously not making it more difficult for them. I don't know, but there's also, it's also something that's always just kind of been part of sports as well. You know, if I go and watch a basketball match, for example, and a player's taking free throws, you know, I'd say like almost every basketball match I've been to, one of the players has been heckled by the crowd as well. And whilst it is wrong for those individuals to be doing it, you know, the athletes obviously, I guess, have to kind of be used to that as well, or be able to deal with that too, even though it's not pleasant. So obviously feel for Naomi that obviously upset her a lot, and, you know, but yeah, I mean, it's always something that's been part of sport, I guess, as well. So you know, you have to, I guess, be prepared for that in some ways and be able to tolerate it, because it does happen regularly across all sports.
Andy, when you look at these sort of results and you start to rekindle the association with Ivan, what's going to be the most important thing for you when you restart working with him, that what you want to achieve out of the association?
Well, I think, like, if I look at a match like today, you know, I had all of the opportunities really in the first set. Obviously, tie break, you know, both of us had some chances there, but in the first set, I certainly created more of the opportunities, and, you know, I didn't take them. He obviously came up some good serves at times, but, you know, I certainly had my chances, and, you know, against players that play that style of tennis and have obviously big serves and, you know, not easy to break, you need to, when you get those chances, you know, be ruthless. And you know, I just didn't quite play well enough in those moments today, and that's the thing that obviously I want to turn around. And, you know, some of that is obviously, some of that can be down to confidence, you know, and some of it also down to the way that you're also playing as well. And because maybe I've not felt like I'm playing my best in those moments, you know, maybe not making always the right decisions, or sometimes holding back a bit too much, or sometimes going for a little bit too much. And yeah, that's the thing that obviously needs to change. I just didn't take my opportunities today, and I feel that was an opportunity missed.
And after that, all you've been through and made this risk that you have, is a loss just as hard now compared to before you went through all the injuries and the surgeries and whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, I would say, like, losing in finals and stuff is maybe when you feel like you've had the opportunity to win something and lost, maybe you're always a little bit tougher. But, yeah, like, a match like today, you know, I feel like I definitely had enough in me to win that match. And I think had I got that first set or taken some of my opportunities at the very beginning of that match, you know, it pans out a bit differently. And that's the thing that's frustrating for me. You know, kind of like when we played in Rotterdam, like, won a tight first set, you know, match flipped quickly after that in my favour. And, yeah, I'm just frustrated with that. But I was happy with my attitude and the matches that I played here. I thought that was positive. You know, I tried to do the right things at time, just was not executing them well. And that's where, you know, and I've said I really need to also spend some time on the practice court to change those things. Obviously, winning matches and, you know, competing is important. But there's a few things that, you know, have been an issue for a period of time. And I need a bit of time on the practice court to try and change that.
That's fine.
Andy, I'm Vinay from Indian Tennis Daily. I see that the clay court season is upcoming pretty soon. You started to work with Ivan for the season to come. Also, Rafa is having a great year, and he's always been very successful on clay, and Novak is set to return as well. So three of the top four, the big four guys are going to be there. So what are your thoughts for the upcoming clay season?
So I'm not planning on playing the clay court season. However, you know, as it stands today, I would have to put Rafa as being the favourite to potentially win the French Open again. Novak's obviously had very little competitive tennis for a period, and, you know, Rafa's obviously started the year extremely well. And yeah, is maybe in a position that, you know, I think he even said was not expecting himself to be in even a few months ago. So he probably feels like quite relaxed and, you know, maybe a little bit less pressure than was on him, you know, the last couple of French Opens, for example. So, I wouldn't count Novak out for sure. But it's not going to be easy because he's obviously missed quite a lot of tennis.
Thank you, Russell.
Can I just say something just off the record on the Naomi thing? Is that I think it's really difficult because she is clearly really upset about it. It was obviously not nice that the person said that, but I feel like that it affected her so much that, like I'm saying, that stuff does happen in sports. We can agree with that, right?
Yeah.
Is that fair that stuff gets shouted regularly when, you know, athletes are competing, and that I feel bad for her that obviously right now she's struggling psychologically with a few things recently that, you know, if it's the best thing for her to do is to be on the court, if something like that is, you know, so overwhelming as well. She's obviously the victim in it. I agree that the person shouldn't be shouting that, but I also feel like that stuff does happen regularly in sports. And, you know, you need to, if you're going to be out there competing, you also need to be ready to deal with that as well. I don't want to say anything negative towards Naomi because she's obviously really upset by what happened. But I'm not sure if you're not able to tolerate that, whether you should be competing, potentially.
It's okay to say that you don't want to say anything negative about her. Do you want these comments off the record?
Yeah, but I'm just trying to say, like,
it's always difficult when you're answering questions like that, because yeah. I feel like it's wrong that someone should be shouting that at a tennis player or a footballer or a basketball player. However, like I said, it does happen, so you need to be able to deal with that as an athlete as well, yeah. even though it's wrong. Yeah. And obviously she wasn't in a space to be able to, you know, to handle that, and therefore the question is, should is she in the right space to be competing?
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You more thick skin, you mean?
Sorry?
Thin?
Well, it's the athlete, like I said, they shouldn't have to deal with that. I don't know if you heard, but I was saying just at the beginning that, you know, if I go to watch a basketball game, every basketball game I've ever been to, the crowd are heckling the players, like when they're shooting free throws, or, you know, the people that are courtside are always doing that. And I go to like a soccer match, and if a player is taking a corner kick, it's unreal what they're getting. That shouldn't happen. I think it's ridiculous that players can, you know, someone in the crowd can just be swearing and, you know, hurling all sorts of abuse at those people when they're trying to do their job. But you know that that's obviously, it does happen. And like I was saying, like you play a Davis Cup match, stuff is getting said to you all of the time. Go and watch college tennis, you know, the people from the home team are, you know, at the back of the court, you know, ripping the other players. And yeah, it does go on. And I just think if you're not able to, yeah, to be able to handle that, then I'm not sure whether you're in the right space to be competing, even though it's wrong that those people shouldn't be shouting it. But you can't, it's impossible to stop that. You know, if you've got a crowd of 20,000 people, you know, and sometimes, you know, people have been drinking or just looking for attention or whatever, like people say stupid stuff in those situations. I've played many matches where the stuff like that's happened. And yeah, the person who did it is obviously a complete idiot. But yeah, and it's a shame that it really upset her like that. And yeah, but I also think that, like I said, it does happen regularly across all sports, and that, well, I think it's right that she spoke out about it and said so, like, you know, that whoever that person was, like, it's really upsetting, you know, it shouldn't happen. You need to also be able to, I think, at one stage be like, okay, be able to compose yourself and get through that.